Giant Radio, original podcast.
Artificial intelligence is the need of the hour. With the world running at a fast pace, this simulation of human intelligence by machines is becoming rampant across the world. The adult population is definitely seeking its help. But what happens when children start working with artificial intelligence? It helps them give enhanced problem-solving skills. Well-versed children in basic concepts of artificial intelligence may give us some ideas that can change the world. My name is Manika, and in this episode as well, I have three amazingly intelligent children who have proven this on a national level. I have with me the national winners of Intelligence Plus Innoventure 2020, India's largest ideation and entrepreneurship challenge for school children. With me are Apurva Singh of Unison School, Kompally, Hyderabad, Siddhant Pandit of Indus International School, Pune, and Avishi Aaron of Gyantri School, Noida. And continuing our practice, let's begin with the youngest one first. Apurva, welcome to Chimes Radio, and please tell us about yourself.
Hello, thanks for having me over. I am Apurva Singh, and I right now study in grade 6. I have won the Innoventure Ideation and Entrepreneurship Challenge when I was in grade 5. I am many personalities in one. I'm a bibliophilic, thinker, innovator, creator, socio-verbalist, astronomer, child innovator, and problem solver. I also am a climatical change activist working hand in hand with Greta Thunberg's own organization for climatical change youth activism called Friday for the Future. Even though I'm all of these, I am an entrepreneur and a creator always at heart.
Oh my god, so many credentials and one little girl. Wonderful, Apurva. Thank you so much for telling us about yourself. So talking about Innoventure Challenge, tell us, what was the topic given to you and what were the main challenges you faced while creating the idea?
The challenge given to me to solve was, visually impaired or blind have a hard time navigating through stores, malls and retail spaces. Make an app, service, product or infrastructure to help them through the process. My main challenge here was GPS doesn't work in 4 walls. So if I was making anything using GPS, it just wouldn't work. I made an app that used VLC and voice embedded systems, but I thought that was only my challenge. But one more challenge was my app should be improving the speed of my customers. And it should have a profit somehow. So I managed that by asking stores money or a fee, entry fee, to get into my recommended list. But users were getting this app for free.
That is really inspiring. And at such a young age, the thought of creating an app for the disabled with voice support. Tell us something about it. How does it work?
My idea is SBS, an app that full form is See Blind Service. It is used a mantra called Helping People in the Dark. It uses an app that is free of cost using GPS and voice embedded systems, and it removes the GPS need altogether as it uses longitudinal and longitudinal methods. So it's basically like a Siri, Google or Alexa, but this time it's also mixed with a Google Map and it is targeted for blind people. You don't need anything for this app apart from the app and some headphones so you can hear the instructions. And this app with voice support is actually pretty nice to listen to.
That's wonderful and so user-friendly. Amazing. Though you've already told us what all you do, Apurva, we are curious. What would you like to become when you grow up?
I would do something in the field of astronomy and physics, of course. The field that merges these two of my passions together is astrophysics. As for the college I want to go to pursue this, an undergraduate master's at Massachusetts Institution of Technology, MIT. They are one of the best people for astrophysics related fields, and I feel I'll be very happy there. And my dream place to work would be NASA. They are my dream. So that's what I would like to be when I grow up.
That's really enterprising, and we wish that your dream of working at NASA really gets fulfilled. Now let's move to the other smart young man whose idea really amazed me, Siddhant Pandit. Hi Siddhant, welcome to Chimes Radio. Tell a little about yourself to our listeners.
Hello everyone, my name is Siddhant Pandit and I'm in 8th grade now. I absolutely enjoy coming up with new innovative ideas using technology and creativity to try and solve problems of the world in my own small way. I also love academics, hiking, cricket, football, and playing with my little brother.
That's wonderful. Your interests are really amazing. So, elaborate on the topic that was given to you in InnoVenture Challenge.
The topic given to me was about the issue of fake news and how there is no effective way for people to verify fake news.
Fake news, yes, it indeed is a very sensitive topic. And to authenticate a news, whether it's true or not, is a task in itself. So tell us about your idea, which you presented to the InnoVenture team, and some ways which can help to solve the problem of controlling this fake news.
My solution is essentially a three-part solution. So, my first part is about awareness, where I focus on the objective of generating awareness about the issue in itself. My thought is to leverage simple mass mediums like public hoardings, stickers on daily milk packages, etc. to draw attention to the issue and bring about change in mass behavior. Then next is the second part, which is about using technologies like machine learning and satellite imaging to verify a set piece of information. I developed a concept prototype of my app that verifies information either in the form of an image or text. Last but not the least is the third part, which is about incentivizing media houses to not publish fake news and about creating public policies to avoid the generation and spread of fake news. So that was my three-part integrated solution.
Wow, so systematic and so organized. I totally love your idea. So how did you feel when you were declared the winner in your group?
Honestly, a few years back, when I had participated in InnoVenture, I made it to the final round, but did not win the finals. Clearly, I had fallen short somewhere. I worked consistently over the last few years to be sure I get better at anything I had fallen short on. So during the award ceremony this year, winners were being announced and my name had not come up. When I was almost sure that my name was not going to be announced, they suddenly announced my name as the national winner. I was absolutely overjoyed. I hugged my mother, who was truly the reason I had won. She encouraged me at every step. And now that I think about it, it encourages me to excel in everything that I take up. At the end of the day, I believe, it of course feels nice to win, but it'll be nicer if we can truly implement our solutions to solve issues.
Of course, today's preaching gets to become practice of the future. And I'm sure if your idea is implemented, it's going to bring a huge change in the society. Truly, truly amazing. Now let us move to the oldest of the lot, the vibrant Avishi Aaron. Avishi, lovely to have you here. Please introduce yourself to our listeners.
First of all, I would like to thank Chimes Radio for inviting me today. I am Avishi Aaron of Gyantri School, Noida, and I study in 10th grade. I am soon going to turn 15, and some things that you'll often see me doing is listening to music while I sketch or playing basketball. Books are my best friends.
Wow, basketball is something that I also used to play back in school. It's an amazing sport. Moving on to the InnoVenture Challenge, tell us about the problem which was given to you there.
In our day-to-day lives, we often see several differently abled people, and most of us only sympathize and do not actually try to help them. I was given a challenge by the team of InnoVenture to create a prototype which could make their lives easier. And in particular, I feel that several simple and cheap solutions are available for those who cannot hear or speak, but nothing much was done for those who cannot see. Thus, I created this prototype of a headband to solve some of the problems that they face each day.
Wow, headband! I definitely am interested. And I'm also curious, how does it deal with visually challenged people? What factors did you keep in mind to create this headband for them?
Factors had to be kept in mind, like easy to use, voice controlled, made out of existing technology, cheap and lightweight so that it's easier to carry around. Keeping these things into consideration, I designed the headband, which is a combination of existing technologies such as Google Lens, AI and Siri. It has text-to-speech scanners which help the person get to know what's written before them, as braille facilities are not always available. Real-time object detectors so that they get to know what are the different objects around them. An inbuilt GPS system so that they can just pick out their desired destination and the AI will help them reach there. And finally, distance sensors to calculate the distance between objects so that they can keep a safe distance. This device basically fulfills the broken loop of transfer of images from the eye to the brain and replaces it with sound.
Yes, and that definitely is the sensation which visually challenged people use the most. Such a thoughtful and intelligent idea. So talking in general, in your opinion, Avishi, any other area where innovations like yours can be useful and how can they help our community at large?
Surely, several other areas of the society can be benefited by such innovations if everyone began to empathize and take small steps to help each other. Such innovations could help those who are deaf if we refine the existing speech-to-text softwares to give more accurate results and make a special hardware for them. Such technologies already exist in our common chat softwares like WhatsApp, where we can convert speech to text, but we haven't actually put this into a good use for the deaf yet. Or we could have innovations which encourage people to throw garbage in the right position to receive small rewards in return. This will not only help reduce the pollution that's spreading, but also change the mindset of the people. Here, these two simple innovations will definitely make our lives easier, and the same can be done for many other problems that the community faces at large.
Very truly said. Mindset of people have to be changed as well, no matter what innovations and ideas we use. Hats off to all the three children that I have with me here. It was such a fantastic session with you. I loved every bit of it. And thank you so much for inspiring so many children across the country who definitely would look up to you all.
Thank you for having me over, and whoever is listening, thank you.
I thank Chimes Radio for giving me this opportunity and platform.
Thank you so much to Chimes Radio for providing such a prestigious opportunity to share my views. Have a good day.
Wonderful. So these were the national winners of Innoventure 2020, India's largest ideation and entrepreneurship challenge. And we at Chimes Radio wish them all the best. To listen to our conversation with more inspiring people, mothers and children, explore the space and also enjoy a lot of podcasts that we have here for children. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe and share Chimes Radio, India's first kids podcast network.